I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for economic sanctions against Turkey just days after Turkey shot down a Russian fighter jet near the Turkey-Syria border. Mr. Putin signed a decree which restricts Russian imports of some Turkish products, prohibits extensions of contracts for Turks working in Russia, and impacts the operations of Turkish companies in Russia.
Yaşanan hadiseden dolayı.
And earlier on Saturday, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, saying the country was truly saddened by the incident and wished it had not occurred. The Islamic State-linked Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in northern Nigeria that killed at least 22 people marching in a procession of Shiite pilgrims. The blast near the city of Kano came just days after two female bombers blew themselves up, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 100 others in a city of 2.1 million residents. Extremist acts in the region have become routine in recent months, despite promises by Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari to crush the homegrown militant group. Voters in Burkina Faso are choosing a new president and parliament today in what is being called the country's most open election in its history. Former President Blaise Compaoré tried last year to get rid of constitutional term limits and make himself eligible for another term in office. That move brought protests and forced him to resign. Interim government followed with the election set for October, but a brief failed military coup forced the process to be postponed. Results expected on Monday. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is continuing his three-day African tour, moving on from Uganda to the Central African Republic today. On his second day in Uganda, the Pope visited a youth event. Sergino Rosblad was there.
It was a cheerful atmosphere, with the Pope attracting a large crowd at the Kololo Airstrip youth event. Many young Ugandans wanted to see the leader of the Catholic Church from up close. But the event was more than just a celebration of the Pope's visit. Many hope to learn from the pontiff, like 23-year-old Tom Asaba.
We have a lot to learn from him, especially in the world of temptation. The youth are having a lot of temptations at the moment, and we believe him giving us a word of hope, it can really transform the youth in Uganda.
Young Ugandans, who make up 70% of the country's population, face many issues, including widespread unemployment. The change in climate and the role humans play is also a matter of concern to some youth, and they believe that the Catholic Church, led by the Pope, can offer ways to change. Sergio Rosblad for VOA News, Kampala.
Philippines has received new fighter jets from South Korea, marking what the military calls a return to the supersonic jet age. 10 years ago, the Philippine Air Force retired its 10 remaining F-5 fighter jets, whose maintenance had grown costly. Purchase of the new FA-50 trainer jets made by a Korean company is the first order for fighter aircraft in nearly four decades. Lieutenant Colonel Rolando Pena is a pilot with the Philippines Air Force.
Of course, we are very much elated and we are very proud that we have this state-of-the-art aircraft. We've flown a push-pull cable, a subsonic aircraft, the S-211, now that we have the FA-50. It ushers in a new history.
FA-50 has night vision imaging, which is good for both night and day missions and can be outfitted with short-range missile-to-missile or air-to-ground missiles, among other combat features. $420 million acquisition is part of the military's five-year $1.8 billion upgrade program, also part of the Philippine plan to form a minimum credible defense posture in the face of China's increasingly assertive stance in the South China Sea. Here in the U.S., the federal government ending its bulk collection of data from telephone calls of millions of Americans. Move follows a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. U.S. National Security Agency, in charge of the bulk telephone metadata program, is replacing the practice with more tightly targeted surveillance methods. Under the expiring bulk data program, the government collected information about calls, including their duration and the phone numbers involved, but the content of the calls was not monitored, recorded, or collected. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.